Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast from WNYC in New York.
The story of my innocence is brief. I started early.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Lou Barlow has helped shape the sound of indie rock, especially the so-called lo-fi subgenre. He was a founding member of Dinosaur Jr. back in the 80s, spent much of the 90s with his other bands, Sebado and The Folk Implosion, and began releasing solo albums under his own name in 2005. In recent years, both Dinosaur Jr. and Sebado have reformed, so Lou is busier than ever. Yet he has somehow found time to record another solo album. It's called Brace the Wave, and Lou Barlow is here to play some of it for us, live, solo, and unplugged. This song is called Nerve, live on Soundcheck.
Divided 'cause I did or didn't talk enough, and then in the deep, deprived of sleep, I caved in. Out of sight, out of mind, out of ways to care. And when you finally looked, you saw a stranger standing there. But I remember we were hipsters sleeping with our cats, young and thin and fucking crazy. Until something cracked and we're not much stronger. It seems the more we have at stake, the slower we respond. But give me more, my back is for the weight of all upon. Till I decide I can't abide what I was asking for, and blame you for the burden, claim the burden was a bore. What's wrong with wanting more than I deserve? But what do I deserve? The nerve to ask for more to give away. In the end, I won't pretend that everything's alright. What I deny will crawl inside, keep me up at night. And sleep is all I ever want, deep to be restored. Face the day with will to change. What's wrong with wanting more? What's wrong with wanting more?
Live on Soundcheck with a song called Nerve, which is on his newly recorded album called Brace the Wave. Lou, first of all, welcome to Soundcheck.
Yeah, thanks.
When we were setting up today, you said this is the first time you've played some of these songs for in front of people.
Yeah, I mean, I played this one, like, I think twice.
Mm-hmm.
These are, like, the hardest points when you have new songs to play. It's like you actually bringing them out and figuring out a confident way to play them.
Right, because on the record, there's kind of a neat acoustic or oral trick that you've pulled off on the record, which is lots of electric guitars and stuff, but the album presents as an acoustic album.
Yeah.
Somehow.
I guess I thought, I don't know. I felt kind of focused, I guess.
Yeah.
This time around.
So it's just the acoustic guitar here today. A lot of these, or some of these songs, also came out of the ukulele, right?
Yeah. About half of them are on ukulele. Yeah.
Where did these all come from, like, kind of condensed time frame, or have these sort of been in bits and pieces over the years?
Just bits and pieces, I guess. I mean, some actually, I lived in California for 17 years and I moved back to the East Coast in November. And I just thought, well, and I, since I do so much recording in Massachusetts, I just called my friend Justin, who had done the Dinosaur Jr. records. I'm like, are you free here? I just set the studio time and then let everything fall into place around that.
Mm.
LA is like such a sensual place for me. I mean, it was so beautiful. And like, I guess I often had a hard time focusing. I don't know. Mm. It's also kind of intimidating because it's like New York City. There's a real concentration of very creative people. And not to say there isn't where I'm living on the East Coast at all. But the East Coast is where I grew up. So there's familiar things about the air. There's familiar things about winter, you know, that make me kind of maybe just tap into something really basic about how I do create.
Well, if you moved back in November, you got back here just in time for what was an epic,
epic winter. It was amazing. It was kind of cool because I hadn't been through a winter like that in 17 years. So I don't know.
I wonder how many albums were made during the course of this winter by musicians who were just like basically housebound or studio bound, you know?
That's funny because I had a really creative period in Boston when there was it was another blizzard time in Boston, and I had a really good year that year.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe that great California weather, maybe that's not all it's cracked up to be.
You know, I loved it, and I did work when I was out there, and I did get things done, but,
sure.
You know, there might be something to that, to the having to really hole up and focus on things.
Well, now, you know, I mentioned in the intro that both Sebado and Dinosaur Jr., you know, in recent years have reformed, they've been active. And so you've been in a situation where, you know, you're kind of revisiting older work, older songs of yours, at the same time that you're now writing newer ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's that experience like? Do you see things in those old songs and think, wow, who was that guy who wrote that?
I don't know. I mean, I love Dinosaur Jr. songs, you know, the early songs that I wrote. I mean, any time that when you're first coming into your own as a writer, you know, you do write your best stuff in some ways, you know? I mean, it's just kind of a, you know, I'm not going to, that's something, and that's not something I really struggle with. I don't go like, God, you know, I was so much smarter and I had a, you know, I don't know what it is. Maybe now I'm a little more ambitious. You know, I definitely push myself a lot harder. I don't know if you'd be able to tell today by that, but I definitely, you know, I mean, I definitely really try to. I don't know. I just music to me and what I actually do is still such a. You know, I feel like I just have so much work to do that I kind of just focus on that, and I try not to get too caught up in the fact that my glory days were long gone. You know?
Well, you know, I suspect we've seen this over and over again, that bands whose quote-unquote glory days meant playing to 150 people a night are now packing, you know, big stages.
Yeah,
you
know? That's true.
You guys,
dinosaurs are really cool. What's happening with dinosaurs is really nice, you know.
You have another younger generation kind of discovering the band.
With Dinosaur, you definitely see it. Like we've kind of tapped into some sort of classic rock. You know, it's like it's just funny. It's I think just because the band is obviously like carrying on the tradition of like the power three piece band. You know, and they're and it is we actually really that is something that we sort of consciously do. So and it's a. You know, it's a classic way to go about it, you know, to three guys on stage and one wailing guitar player.
Right. We're speaking with Lou Barlow. His new album called Brace the Wave is out on September 4th. And he'll be back here in New York on Wednesday, September 9th, to perform at Rough Trade. He's here with us in the Soundcheck studio today. You want to do Boundaries next?
Yeah, this will be the first time I've ever played this one outside.
The boundary imposed by reality, I know I must tell you no, I've known it, must take the lonely way out, avoid you now, don't I know it, but I am foolish man, I go for pleasure, I can let all beauty roll me, imagine there was no doubt, let it out. Imagine there was no doubt, let it out. 'Cause I'm not good, but no one cares. The world's not spinning fast enough if invitation's there. And no one cares. I made myself available. I crawled into your arms, deprived and unreliable. The hungry have their charms until they're fed and moving on. A boundary, a cruel joke, a change because I said so. One day you're all invited, next day I'm shutting you out. I made myself available, I crawled into your arms, deprived and unreliable, the hungry have their charms until they're fed and moving on.
Lou Barlow with a song called Boundaries, which is on his new album called Brace the Wave, out on September 4th. What does that title refer to, Brace the Wave?
I had a song that's on the record that I just was obsessed with this. I don't know why it came up. I was like, kept singing Break the Wave. And I'm like, what does that mean? I don't even know what that means. I've heard, there's a movie, I think, called
Breaking the Wave, yeah.
What does it mean? So I didn't really know what it meant, but I kept using it in the song and started writing a song around it, which was more of like a love song. I just moved, it's kind of, sounds pretentious, but I moved into this house, you know, like a pretty big old house in Massachusetts that I was lucky enough to be able to acquire, you know, after moving from LA, and I have this wall, and I'm like, oh, I'd love to have like a big picture of a wave, you know, on the wall, you know, like a sort of an old classical kind of nautical painting. Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law is a painter, and she said, well, you need to start looking into that because you need to find that. If you envision that, you should, you know, somehow try to make it happen. So I started looking through all of these pictures online, and there's a Russian guy, and I cannot, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name, but he was this nautical painter for the Russian Navy, and he had all these really dramatic, and they're all, I think it's mostly in the Black Sea, you know. Uh-huh. And there was one painting called Bracing the Wave. And I thought, oh, there we go. Brace. I'm like, that's it. And like, I finally, it was like, finally the song. I'm like, that's what, because that's what I'm singing about. And it's singing, you know, it's a love song. It's about change. And I thought, brace the wave, you know, there it is. So I kind of stole it from it. And that's like the first time I've done anything quite that sophisticated, I guess, like steal. I stole that title from a classic painting, a Russian nautical.
So which song is this?
It's called Wave on the Record.
Wave on the Record.
Yeah. I miss you, want you here in my arms, in my hair, to hold your neck and watch you break away. When I'm not home, ages, I look for ways to fade. In my mind, you're so fine, breaking away. Break away.
The important follow-up question then is, what's now on that wall?
There's nothing on that wall. I'm never going to be able to. I bought a big house that I basically realize now that I have to, the whole basement is molding. And
yeah, that's what basements are
for. I gotta get it painted, and it's, you know, it's just, it's like this, it's, I'm going to be taking care of a lot of other things before I start putting up big
paintings,
you know,
of
big
waves.
Paintings of waves in my house. It's going to be, you know.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned before, it's kind of funny that Dinosaur Jr. has sort of acquired classic rock status. You are a classic rock fan. I mean, I know you like lots of other stuff.
Yeah.
Are you a Syd Barrett fan?
Yeah.
Because there are moments on this album that kind of reminded me of some of, you know,
oh,
those
really?
Those solo records of his.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Not the whole album, but a song like Moving, for example.
Oh, really?
To me, it has
oh, that's
kind of,
cool. Yeah, well, I never consciously felt influenced by him, but I love Syd Barrett. I love early Pink Floyd, so.
Oh, will I learn to walk away? To die the death of all my life? To change the dirty day-to-day the way I'm moving? Be chewing on my brain if I ever dare to reach inward on beyond belief the way I'm moving. The clinical day, curious seam, and the dumbing down. The value of the worm while checking the germ.
I guess it's just something in the way the harmonies progress, the chords progress. And
that's great.
Song. Yeah. Have you been on your website?
No. No, I lost all of the ability.
Is the most bewildering thing.
Well, I made it to be that. I mean, I did that website years ago, and I purposely made it the most. Yeah, I just wanted it to be like a deep.
It's like a rabbit hole.
Yeah. I really wanted it to be that way. When I found out you can make hidden links and things like that, and it was very early. I mean, I did it in the most basic HTML you possibly could, and that I've even – it's actually was so simple that it's now been completely outmoded. There's no way I can even get my way back into the website to change it, and it's a big mess. But I did that on purpose, you know.
So are you still asking people to send you their pictures of cats?
I guess I am if it's still up. No one is.
I was certainly not looking for that, but it's one of the corners of your website I stumbled into. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, that was fun. When I initially started it, yeah, I said, you know, send me your pictures of cats, and people did.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I really passed up an opportunity at that point is just to be, if I just became an artist that was really associated with cats, I probably could be hooked into a whole cat world now.
Oh my God, you could have your own YouTube channel.
Yeah, I think I really blew it by not following up.
That house in Massachusetts would be done and dusted, but paid for.
It's true. I mean, because I was really into it, and then it's just, you know, life takes over. I had kids too, so once the kids came around, it was like cats. You know, they're nice to have around, but I'm not obsessed with them anymore. You know, I'm gonna love them, but
Lou Barlow is here. The album is Brace the Wave, out on September 4th. He'll be back here in New York on Wednesday, September 9th, to play at Rough Trade. Giving a couple of these songs a bit of a public airing on Soundcheck today. Yes. You want to do Repeat next?
Yeah, I will. I wish I knew. I practiced these songs and I had them down, and then once the red light's on, I'm like, ugh, stumbling my way through them. But by the time I get to Brooklyn, they're going to be great. So everybody should go see me play.
September 9th at Rough Trade.
And I'm also going to play. I also, when I do this stuff solo, I get like a synthesizer that I play with myself, you know, sort of accompany myself with as well. So I try to make them a little more interesting than what I'm about to do.
All right, so give us the boring version. Yeah,
this is the boring stumble through. All right.
A temper is a fragile thing, a beast when you're alone. With words of steel and disbelief implied a heart of stone. What made me think you'd open up? I wonder if you're strong enough. Reserve the right to fight or flee. I have my freedom now. No longer this, I can't resist. My pride decided how. No, I don't mind if things get rough, but I wonder if you're strong enough to bend with me, touch the ground, the heart beneath, and it won't back down. And oh, open mind, a warming sign, things I learned that I learn repeat, I learn repeat. Project rejection, can't you see how I protected you? And I expect your blind respect for all you put me through. To be aware and not be touched, I wonder if I'm strong enough. Sound, prove to me that you can be found. You did your time, and I didn't mind. Things I've learned that I learn repeat. I learn repeat.
Very nice. Lou Barlow with Repeat, which is on the new album called Brace the Wave, out on September 4th. And so what happens next? I mean, what's the Dinosaur Jr. is out and about. What's happening with Sebado and all the other stuff?
Well, Sebado, we're going to go to Israel, I guess, in a couple of, maybe next month. Or we're doing like a short European tour.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to try to get a few solo shows in. Then we start recording a Dinosaur Jr. record,
Yeah. Apparently.
Well,
I've really enjoyed hearing the record, Brace the Wave, and I'm sure people will enjoy hearing the chance to hear it live, which will happen here in New York at Rough Trade on Wednesday, September 9th in Brooklyn. Lou Barlow, thanks so much for being with us on Soundcheck.
Welcome. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks for listening. Stay connected by subscribing to the Soundcheck podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and download the new WNYC mobile app for free. See you next time. I'm John Schaefer.
Oh, will I learn to walk away? To die the death of all my life? To change the dirty day-to-day the way I'm moving? I may be chewing on my brain if I ever dare to reach. It would all be unbelief the way. Curious seem and the dumbing down. The value of the world.